I wanted to act. To make a long story short, because I wrote that book Juiced, I lost a lot of lead roles in Hollywood. They didn't know how the public was going to perceive me as an actor.
My book Juiced really put the industry on notice to let them know that PDs were rampant in the game, that PDs were taking over. People thought I was a liar. They called me a liar and a snitch. But then as time went on, I think the fan base started realizing, wow, the book actually is 100% truthful and honest, and it's changed the game for the actual better.
The first three results are, when you Google Mary Carrillo, Mary Carrillo, Wikipedia. The second one is the badminton one. Mary Carrillo's badminton rant remains the best sports commentary of something, something. But that's the Today Show saying that. Number three, Mary Carrillo. Is she a lesbian or what? Pophangover.com. But no, she's found her level with a kitten bowl.
Yeah, she's right on there. You want to talk about Mary Carrillo? We'll talk about the kitten bowl in the opening.
Oh, I'm already recording.
What, really?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Nah, this is how you ease into it like that.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
We're trying something different today. The door's open because the cat's in here, or the cat might have left, but it's hard to know. She's pretty quiet.
I don't know. I don't know how to do this now. I'm flustered. I don't know what you've done.
Lion Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. I need an official intro. Otherwise, I can't wrap my head around this.
All right, so start as if none of this has ever happened. There's a Stuart Lee bit where when he comes out and goes, all right, what I need from all of you, pretend it's like, you know, about a half hour into the show, and I'm coming out of a joke that's, you know, it's gone okay. So not like a huge laugh, but, you know, just like, there's just a round of applause in about 5 seconds, just a round of applause. I'm going to come out of that, and you're going to see that that's the same as if I'd actually done something good.
I've not seen that.
And it really works. There's just like a mid-level applause. They're just like, I know, right? They're just like, it's like I was in Spain or something. And it's just, it's the exact same. He's completely right. It's exactly like he just did a good joke.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad for Stuart Little. Yeah.
Stuart Little.
What did I say?
Oh my God.
Stuart Little. This is why I need a count in. All right. Well, welcome to another week of Sports Online, I suppose. Somebody should say it at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it is. You know, it's like doing a time check or something. It's a podcast. It's you're subscribed to it. Ideally, you're subscribed to it. If you're listening to this and you are not subscribed, please do that so that the numbers stay consistent from week to week.
Yay, numbers.
Because we gotta try to sell this thing at some
We're
point.
We're all
we
over
gotta,
the place.
We gotta get the numbers looking good.
We have a mostly nice and lighthearted show planned for you today.
Primarily.
In the interest of full disclosure, we're doing this before the Super Bowl because, as we've mentioned before, you're not finding your blistering NFL analysis here.
Mm-mm.
And no matter what they say after the game is over, this changes nothing. The Patriots are still great. Even if they lost, they're still one of the great all-time teams. If the Falcons win, it's barely historic. This is the, 51st one of these?
Yep.
Yeah, they don't even represent 1% of Super Bowl winners at this point. Everything is fine.
Yeah, they would.
No, 51%. You're right.
1%.
It's not 100, it's 50. Yeah,
they would represent
it's not
slightly
even
less than 2%.
2% is what I meant to say then. Thank you for that. That'll probably not make the podcast. My bit of math. It's great to have editing power.
I think you should, in the interest of transparency, release every mistake you've ever made in the show.
The mistakes are never like real big
They're
mistakes.
Never that
it's
big.
Just you yelling at me.
No, it's me yelling at you, but it's also you when you forgot who someone is, but rather than just own that, when you try to talk through it.
Yeah, no, trying to talk faster than you can think, mistakes get made.
Also, you gave Doug McDermott so much credit. And then the episode of The Low Post came out that's all about the Bulls, and they spent a good 5 minutes like Doug McDermott, like they just expected so much more from him.
I gave Doug McDermott credit got rid of it.
Yeah, and
we never talked about it to our listeners.
That didn't air?
No.
Oh, see, I missed that.
I got to cut out. I got editing power. If I have a bad take, it's
Doug
fine.
Doug McDermott, he could stroke.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's great. I love having the final say.
All right. You wanna get started? What's in the rundown today? What do you want to talk about?
Well, we're gonna save the serious stuff for a little later. I don't know when I want to talk about the funny one. Let's talk about Kirk.
Yeah, let's start this with Kirk Cousins. Luckily, again, time and time again with this show, we cracked 500 downloads.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, I heard one of our listeners told me last week that they loved how we ended the podcast last week, where you do a very long to which I just clapped twice. He said it was the best.
Is that should that be a recurring thing? By the way, I'm glad that you get all this feedback. Nobody says shit to me.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm more approachable.
Chris will, I'll be at work and Chris will say something from time to time. Like, he'll come up to me talking about Timothy McVeigh. Which, by the way, if you want us to, I'll mention Timothy McVeigh every week.
I get, I've got four people who come to me and talk about it.
Oh, by the way, New Jersey's number one in downloads right now. By the way, coming at week four, the first week that New Jersey has been at the top of the table at week's end. So congratulations, New Jersey, you finally did it. New York in third.
So Kirk Cousins was playing in a company called C-Sweat, which stands for Celebrity Sweat. And basically, they decided they were going to start some sort of business and just whore them out to mid-level celebrities.
The company stinks. Go look down. We don't need to read you their roster.
No.
Just go check it out. It's the kid from Cousin Skeeter and JaVale McGee.
Yeah, so they had a flag football game in which Kirk Cousins was the captain of one of the teams and Doug Flutie was the captain of the other. And in the waning moments of the game, Kirk Cousins' team was down by 5, needed a touchdown, had the ball inside the 5. There was some ball spotting issues in a flag football game for it's not even charity. I almost said charity. It's most certainly just promotional.
To promote Celebrity Sweat.
And Kirk Cousins shoved the referee. He was so mad for this game. He's presumably getting paid very little for, if at all. He's got to be getting paid something.
Now, what I find funny about that, now we've heard about Kirk Cousins' competitiveness, and you've seen we've all seen the "you like that," and the "how do you like me now" when he tussled his GM's hair.
You like that? You like that?
Wasn't it the owner?
No, he didn't do that to Dan Snyder. He did.
It wasn't somebody. Dan Snyder, you're right.
It was somebody in the front office.
No, it was the GM. You're right.
But it's really funny. Kirk Cousins on field and off field the stark contrast is really good. Because someone on Twitter, Twitter user at TrillBallins, he went back through Kirk Cousins' feed and just found all of the most boring Kirk Cousins tweets. Kirk Cousins could be a legend out here. Ernest tweeting could be the new irony poisoning in 17. Here, so we have Kirk Cousins, legendary screaming man, shoving referees in flag football games in February. But then you have tweets like, love using at Uber when I travel. Stuck at PA toll booth trying to come up with $5.90. Cash only. $5.45 found in car so far. Could get interesting if line develops behind me. Does anyone know if the seasoning for fries at Red Robin is gluten-free? Just learned that Fruity Pebbles are gluten-free. I could not be happier right now.
This is so boring.
Does anyone know any good gluten-free fast food options besides Qdoba and Chipotle? Getting hungry. Celebrating National Pancake Day with a free short stack at IHOP. Just learned if I hold the unlock button on my car key, opens all four windows and sunroof. Not sure what purpose that serves, but I feel cool.
That's the best tweet I've ever heard.
They're
all so boring.
I believe that's a Volkswagen feature, but being Kirk Cousins, it was probably on an Audi.
I didn't see that one when you posted it to Slack, mostly because I missed the second post. Not sure what this is for, but I feel incredible. Kirk Cousins, I like his on-the-field presence, honestly. His on-the-field presence is great. He's aggressive as hell.
Yeah.
In your face. Like, the kind of guy who's going to step up to you and tell you to do better while on the field. Off the field, apparently just really, really milquetoast. Just got nothing, which I guess is good. You got no worries about his off-the-field issues, I suppose. Just got to worry about him tussling your hair.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like someone who's going to, you know, no threat to, like, start any sort of, like, intravenous drug use or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into a fight at a nightclub.
No.
He's excited about his windows rolling down and searching for gluten-free toppings for fries. I didn't know he was gluten-free. Isn't that tough?
Can you
eat, like, steak and shit if you're gluten-free?
Well, yeah, where's the gluten coming from in steak?
I'm not even sure what gluten is. I'm half convinced it's a myth.
Gluten is, and don't yell at me, email Brendan about this. I believe gluten is a protein, and it's the thing in, you know, in grain products like breads and things that make dough stretchy.
Okay. I know that a lot of people say they're gluten, say they're allergic to gluten, and I almost never believe them. I was just thinking.
Well, that's because so many people say that it's been ruined for the people that actually are. So, like, if you have celiac disease or something, and you actually can't have gluten, people just roll their eyes at you. You're just like, no, it's my life sucks. I can't eat flour tortillas anymore, and they're just like, yeah, sure.
I'm the just yeah, like, sure guy.
Yeah, my sister-in-law says the same thing, and she's a fucking bitch.
Yeah. My mom has gone in and out of all sorts of these things where, like, you know, I don't eat carbs anymore because I can't. I get so sick. I'm allergic, and now I can't eat this, and now I can't eat that. It's like, this is the eighth thing you can't eat. I think you can just eat whatever you want.
Well, yeah, can't or won't.
Can't or won't.
Now, I don't know what percentage of the population actually has celiac disease. It's a serious problem, but it's less people than would tell you that they have it. So, sorry to the people legitimately suffering. I'm sorry that everyone's done this to you. It's like, I compare it to the problems that people have with Eddie Vedder. They're just like, no, I hate Pearl Jam, like Creed and that shit. And just like, no.
Let's not do this.
No, let's not do it. Like, just because one guy ripped off the way another guy sings, you cannot lump them together for that. Just like I saw the list of all the shark or dangerous thing in the water movies that came out post Jaws, like between 75 and 87, and there's just so many garbage movies like that. And that's what happened to Eddie Vedder. Eddie Vedder had a very distinct style of singing
that everybody ripped off, yeah,
and that everybody ripped off for the next like 12 years, and it gave us and we ended up at like 3 Days Grace and not good.
Even like Three Doors Down tried to low key rip him off.
Well, they found...
Not everybody did.
Well, they just sing about, like, NASCAR now.
Yeah. The only actual band to go to Trump's inaugural.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well,
I think so.
And I said they sang about NASCAR. I just remember there was a... They definitely had a video with, like, Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Tony Stewart. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Is woke, though. He's anti... He's against the travel ban.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. He's a descendant of German immigrants.
I would really like if when athletes oppose to these sort of things, they had to use their sport-specific related puns.
That would that'd be funny. And now I feel like I've been put on the spot because I can't imagine.
I can't imagine
think.
Either.
Somebody else, tweet your NASCAR-related anti-travel ban puns. On a wizard, on a way, yeah. When the cold, and I say,
and I won't wanna say. Let's move on to the Bears, or the more specifically, the Players Association. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to read the first paragraph of this Deadspin article, because that hits it well more on the nose than I could.
Fair. Yeah. Again, welcome to Deadspin Radio. This is partially my fault, because it's my number one source of news.
It's genuinely the best sports news site.
Yeah. Well, especially considering like what we want to talk about.
Right. The NFL Players Association will warn free agents not to sign with the Bears if the Illinois State Senate passes a new bill designated to cut off opportunities for workers' comp disability benefits to professional athletes at age 35 rather than the current age of 67. So they're trying to not pay anybody for getting traumatically hurt playing not just NFL football,
anything.
Professional sport in the state of Illinois. If you're dramatically hurt and it affects your ability to get work after you're older than 35, you get no more money from disability.
Yeah.
Which is problematic. But we were talking about this in the fake show where you were recording me and I wasn't aware I was being recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Where I can see this. It should be noted first that it's a Democratic legislature in Illinois. Be easy for us, especially us, to say these vulture Republicans. But these are Democrats doing this.
Well, they're pretty firmly entrenched in, you know, in Illinois. It's all the corporate Democrats there that don't really have to worry about anything.
Yeah. So I'm of the opinion that these players should be getting disability benefits, because most of these players, it's not like we're talking about paying Matt Forte for a couple extra years. We're general, like, he might be in there, but you're talking about the little guy.
Yeah. It's what's the average NFL career? 4 years?
Something like that.
Okay. Chris Carter was on All Takes Matter the other day, better known as Speak for Yourself with Colin Cowherd and Jason Whitlock, world's largest fedora wearer. And they...
Enthusiast.
Actually, that can't be true.
That can't be true.
They're much larger fedora wearers. Now, Chris Carter was talking about, you know, long-term medical benefits because the league covers you for, I believe, 5 years, 10 years after you're out of the league. But like knowing what we know now about the long-term ramifications on your health from playing professional football. And as Chris Garfield was saying, it was just like when we play football and every Sunday it's a car crash, you know,
sure.
And it is. Yeah. They've done those tests. It's the same as being in a car crash. So, you know, that's every Sunday. And now they want to play Thursday games. So now 4 days later, you're getting in another car crash.
Yeah.
Again, I'm just paraphrasing everything that he said. I can't believe I watched that show and actually remembered something that was good about it. And then I'm repeating it on this show, but there you go. Sometimes, look,
it ain't Deadspin.
Look, Michael Bennett was on and he's great. So he was, and Cowherd was not talking, nor Whitlock. So it's almost as if they weren't there.
That's the dream.
And that's my explanation for why I actually cared about this particular part. But it's, and again, it's for Chris Carter, he made his money. But there are plenty of guys who didn't. Specifically, I think it was one of them, it was him or Michael Bennett or Ray Lewis, who I could also do without Ray Lewis for plenty of reasons. In any case, they were saying, but also think about the guys who get called in, you know, in July. We bring them in for 6 weeks, you know, they take that beating in training camp, and then we just tell them, sorry, you know, not good enough. Like, what about that guy's medical benefits? You know, that was getting like a per diem, pretty much. That's just like just barely trying, undrafted guys just trying to make the team. Like, what about though? It's easy enough to say like, oh, these coddled millionaires. Like, why should they get, you know, state funds for anything?
Yeah, no. If Jay Cutler wanted my money, fuck off.
We're not talking about Jay Cutler. We're talking about we're talking about the 23rd man on the Chicago Fire roster,
right?
You know, who's making $65,000 a year.
Yeah, even these practice squad guys, like, they're not. If you are making the NFL minimum, I think that's approaching $600,000 right now.
Yeah,
and like you make that for 3 years, you could say I made $1.8 million. You can't live your entire life off that unless you're very careful.
No, especially not if you picked up a career-ending injury, because then what do you? Yeah, just like I mean, an ACL tear that, you know, you can still go be an accountant with a torn ACL.
No, but if you get like something wrong with your spine or your brain,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. You could suffer a severe spinal injury, and that $1.8 million that you made between ages 22 and 25, that's not going to take you. That's not
the rest of your
life. That's not going to last very long.
So I was of the opinion where I understand the idea for the need of this bill. We're like, why should we have to pay for this? Because I think that if there's some sort of long-term disability that's necessary, and there clearly is, it should be the owner should be on the team. But that's not what they're doing here.
No.
Nobody's bringing this up. They're just talking about stopping it in Illinois. If there were a thing where, like, if this gets voted down, then the disability will immediately get transferred onto the teams, or, like, maybe the teams form some sort of group, all the professional teams in any given state, fine. But, again, that's not what they're doing here. They're just trying to save money.
And, again, this isn't the problem. This is not really there for, you know, the two baseball teams and, you know, Bulls, Bears, Blackhawks. You know, it is for the professional fast pitch softball team.
Right.
Like, what are they going to do?
The last man on the fire.
Yeah. If the softball pitcher takes a liner at her head, you know, who's paying her medical bills? Because I'm sure how much do you think you could possibly make a year playing professional softball? And if your answer to that is get a real job, then drop dead.
Yeah,
that's something that someone's genuinely living out their dream, and just because it doesn't pay that much money, sorry that it didn't go into putting up vinyl siding.
You know what? Well said. You can have that one. I think we're going to leave this topic right there then, because I can't do better than you just did.
Fine. I'll take that.
Just to break it up a little bit, I don't intend to talk about this for longer than 2 minutes, but Clint Dempsey of the U.S. men's national team is now back playing soccer again. And if you didn't know, he had an irregular heartbeat. He's been out for about 6 to 9 months.
Welcome back, Clint Dempsey.
He is not playing for the U.S. men's national team, though.
I don't like you that much, but I don't want you to die from heart problems either. So
just say, don't say anything after that, because that's a t-shirt right there. We just got our first t-shirt. I don't like you that much, but I don't want you to die of heart problems.
Yeah, it's called fairness. Live and let live.
The U.S. won 1-0 over Jamaica, and the cool thing about that is Jurgen Klinsmann fucking finally got fired, and it's Bruce Arena's team.
Jurgen.
What did I say?
You said Jurgen.
Oh, Jurgen, sorry.
That's I had to get you back for when I said Julio Jones the other week.
Okay, fine. And I can just go...
So like, neither of us can handle different J sounds.
The soft and hard J's.
Can't handle soft J's.
And the U.S. won 1-0 over Jamaica. This wasn't really the game they needed to start winning in. They're in the hexagonal tournament to try and make it to the World Cup, and they need to just win and win and win and win and win.
Yeah,
they started with a loss and
a draw.
Well,
Jamaica, no slouches.
Yeah, they're good.
Some very talented players on the Jamaican team. Win over them is good. Obviously, they're not Germany or whatever, but...
Next,
you know, we don't have to worry about them right now because we don't qualify by beating Germany.
The next World Cup's next year, right? It's in 18?
Yeah, Russia, 2018.
2018.
It's going to be really hard to watch because it's going to be on in the early morning.
Mm. Oh, I hated those. When was the last? Was that the South Africa one where it's like, oh, USA's on at 7 a.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking awful.
It's really good when you have like Central European stuff. Like with the Euros last year. Just having them, you know, you get out of bed at 11:30, and at noon the game comes on, and you're just like, yes, come on, Bosnia.
Yeah, it's great when, well, I used to love in college where I would just go out and do college things on a Saturday night till 4 a.m., not wake up till 12:50 the next day and be like, NFL's on. All right, it's
also,
football time.
Also, I just want, for the pedants out there, I know Bosnia didn't play. I just want to make clear. But if Bosnia had played... Or wait a minute. No, hang on. Let me think this one through. Albania played. Look, I know that it's a very political situation in the Balkans, and the fact that I may confuse one of those countries, especially without a map in front of me, excuse me. And I don't want to offend any of our listeners in the Balkans.
Zero Balkan downloads.
Look, there's some nasty business went on there in the early 90s, and we need to put that behind us, and just me... accidentally saying Bosnia when I meant Albania, I don't want that to bring us back to that time.
Don't let me do this to all of us.
If this podcast sparks a genocide, Casper is never going to give us any money. We're never going to get any mattress.
Yeah, we're going to have to fucking settle for Lisa.
By the way, how does that happen? Where they're just like,
copy the exact business model. Isn't this what they always talk about in Shark Tank? What's to stop me from hiring three people who know what they're doing to do exactly what you're doing, but better?
Yes.
That is exactly what they talk about in Shark Tank.
All right, so here's what happens. Just like Casper, it's just like, all right, we're going to make this internet mattress, and we're going to be like, all right, it's a tremendous price. It's super highly engineered, and it comes in this cool box, and you watch it expand. And this other company is just like, you know what we need to do? We got to make an internet mattress that comes in a tiny box. And everyone goes, yeah. Let's do it.
Okay.
But I just don't understand.
Nobody's buying our mattresses on the web.
Here's the thing. I have like $300.
Okay.
And I don't claim to know anything about business, but can someone who knows anything please explain to me what the purpose of your mattress startup is when a well-established mattress startup is already advertising all over the subways and all over every podcast, and I have that mattress. I'm putting my hand on it right now.
A Casper.
I have a Casper. So what? So what? Why?
I guess you're just trying to get a piece of it. Was Lisa a thing before they started doing the box mattresses? Like, if they were already
company, why did I never hear about them?
I have to assume that this is pretty easy to advertise. Like, you don't no longer have to say, hey, come to mattress store X in your town. You can just say, go on the fucking web. So this is easier to advertise.
Yeah.
Maybe they already had some money from that. I don't know. I'm making excuses for Lisa. They're clearly just ripping off Gasper.
I don't know. They're a Virginia Beach-based company. Well, maybe Tim knows them. Maybe listener Dan.
Our friend from Virginia may know them. Let's use the soccer talk to leverage right into you talking about the Premier League this year.
Yeah, so the Premier League's over.
Tell me all about the Premier League this year, because I don't know anything about it.
An interesting thing happened in the Premier League this year where everyone found out that no one is good.
Oh.
It just turns out that no matter how individually skilled you are, and no matter how many of those players you put on a single team, no one's good. And it's...
So who's winning? Chelsea?
Chelsea are going to win the league.
Okay.
There are 14 games remaining. Chelsea have a 9-point lead over Tottenham. Tottenham could make a run at them, but I mean, they've already played them twice, so there's no, like, you know, six-pointers there. it's really weird that all that in the offseason, every team got better. Spurs held on to everybody. Liverpool went out and made some big acquisitions. Arsenal spent big. United spent an extraordinary amount of money, brought in Jose Mourinho. City spent an extraordinary amount of money and brought in Pep Guardiola. And everyone was just like, oh man, well, you know, what are we going to do here? Like, there's going to be so much competition for the title, and everyone's just tripping over their own feet.
Yeah, there's nobody.
Chelsea, they got it out of the way early. They started very poorly the first couple weeks. And then once they started, they changed formation. And once they started winning, they have not looked back.
So you're calling, it's over. There's 14 games left or 10 games left?
14. 38? 38.
38, okay.
It's over. Chelsea beat Arsenal yesterday, and that's Arsenal's title shot. That's gone. It's done. 12 points, too much. So good. Everton, though. Everton are the form team in the Premier League right now. And good for them.
I got upset. Leicester's in 16th. They won last year. Now they're in 16th?
Yeah. A lot of people were saying that that despite them winning the title last year, bet on them going down. And you know what? They might.
Is it bottom two get demoted?
Bottom three.
Bottom three?
Bottom
so
three
they're
go
one,
down.
They're only 1 point ahead of relegation.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull up the table, but...
I have the table right here.
My computer's moving very slowly. I don't know why. Yeah, Sunderland are, you know, it's actually very tight at the bottom right now.
That's the race. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there's 6 teams within 2 points of getting knocked down.
Yeah, Middlesbrough, Leicester, Swansea, Hull, Palace, Sunderland, all very much under threat. But Everton have won 4 of their last 5, including beating Bournemouth 6-3 yesterday, which is always exciting. Love a 9-goal thriller. But the reason I wanted to talk about the Premier League, I ended up just doing a sort of wrap-up for those who... I just wasted 2 minutes just explaining a bunch of things that anyone could have just looked at the league table and found out. But I like saying it. In any case, yesterday, after the Arsenal loss, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, consistent underachiever, as referred to as preseason Messi. Like, every time, all these like games in the summer where he goes out there and just does outrageous stuff. And then the actual season starts, and he just can't do it. So he, on Twitter yesterday, Arsenal Fan TV, which is a punchline. It is it's this guy who stands outside the stadium, and he has this revolving cast of maniacs that he talks to that are the most unhinged, reactionary dumbasses on Earth who somehow afford Arsenal season tickets, which are the most expensive in the league, which... probably puts them on par with some of the most expensive in the world. And yet, but I don't know. I think it's like their children's college funds or something. It's they've spent, I don't know where this money is coming from for these maniacs.
They're probably just the son of some.
I don't know. But I don't know how all these severely mentally ill people have this money. And I say this as an Arsenal fan. I'm saying this as an Arsenal fan. But They put out a video on YouTube, and or they tweeted it out, just like Chelsea 3 Arsenal 0, and ended up 3-1. I think they probably started recording before Arsenal got their consolation goal rather, and it was just titled Chelsea 3 Arsenal 0. Wenger needs to go. Arsene Wenger being the manager, of course, and Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Arsenal player, favorited that tweet, and of course the pitfalls of being a professional athlete online. People saw that.
Yeah, we have an entire show about seeing that.
And he has the tweet just like, I didn't mean to do that. That was totally accidental. I didn't even know that I did it.
What did the tweet say again?
It was the video titled Wenger Needs to Go. So just like, oh, you just favorited a video where someone yells that your boss needs to get fired.
That's not good. This is not so how to get promoted.
He clarified. But I think he's got to know that you can't do that. And I'm sure he did, but he deleted it. You know, yeah, clicked while scrolling, so.
Yeah, likely story. It actually does seem pretty likely. Nobody's that dumb. Most people are not that dumb.
I've done that. I've clicked while scrolling. As I've said, as a story I've told multiple times, Sophia Bush used to follow me on Twitter. I think that was a mistake. I don't think she meant to do that.
Has she unfollowed you?
Yeah, oh, yeah, she's gone. She's long gone.
Damn. Well, would have been cool, right?
Yeah, we could have been friends, you know?
Could have been friends, could have hung out. She's probably... in New York, not often. You've had a great time.
Yeah, I don't know what she gets up to now. I don't want to like disrespect her career. I'm going to Google her right now.
How old is she?
34.
That's fine. I'm listening.
Well, I'm opening Wikipedia. I don't know what she's getting up to. In 2014, she began starring in the NBC police procedural drama series Chicago PD.
That's right. That show's still on, too.
So what she's doing. Yeah. So maybe she could have mentioned it on the... She could have been, like, listening to the podcast on the show or something. Someone walks in and be like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm listening to Sports Online. What's happening?
Do you need me on set? There's only 12 minutes left. Brennan just said something else dumb.
Oh, no. I mean on the show. Like, she's on the show. Oh. Like, she's, you know, someone just like, oh, there's just been a murder. And she puts the phone down and you see that it's the Sports Online, like, logos up on the, you know, in Overcast or something like that. That we could have had that, but she's unfollowed me and then that's it.
Yeah. I wanted to lead our listeners down a bit of a mystery.
Okay.
You know what I'm about to talk about.
I've already forgotten, but go ahead.
Jose Canseco has a brother. His brother's name is Ozzy. Ozzy wasn't very good.
No.
Ozzy played about 3 seasons, but in actual 1990, mm-hmm. he played with his brother Jose. They played on the same team. And Jose, for the most part in these games, Jose was batting third, Ozzy was batting sixth. And the theory here is that these boys, not only are they do they look alike in their brothers, they are absolute dead-on identical twins. You could not tell the difference between these two. And one step further, their swing looks the same, which is funny because Ozzy didn't have very much success swinging the bat. But still, their swing looks the same. They were in the same lineup. One was batting third, one was batting sixth. The theory here is that the Oakland A's did this to double Jose's at-bats.
Well,
so basically, he goes up and he's up third and he does what he does. And most of the time, it's baseball. He gets out, goes back to the locker room, goes into the back, changes into an Ozzy jersey, goes right back out and takes another at bat. They could have been doing this for 9 games.
They could have been doing that for 9 games, but I just don't, as much as I want to believe this, because it's really funny.
It's very funny.
What if he leads off an inning?
Who, Jose?
If he in the three spot leads off the inning, you know, if you can, there's no way to have the six hitter go up there if it's him.
Yeah, there is. Well, if he's on base, you obviously have to. You have to make. We can't do this every single at bat. There's got to be some concessions. But if Jose goes up third, gets on first base, he's still even got a chance to score before his brother even comes up.
But what if he does? But what if his brother comes up?
Well, then you just don't do it this time. But if he grounds out to first and is at bat, and then just has time to run and change his shirt,
This could be in the fourth inning, right? And you're gonna pinch hit for somebody in the fourth inning.
There's no pinch hitting. It's just cheating.
But you can't change the batting order.
You're not changing the batting order.
So who if it's him,
Jose bats third, goes into the locker room, changes his shirt, comes back out, pretends he's Ozzy.
Wait a minute. I didn't put the
You get it now?
Hang on a second. Now I hadn't accounted for I don't know why my brain didn't process that part. That just like, wait a minute. No, he's actually real. He's not pretending to be his twin.
No.
He's an actual person.
He's an actual person. It's not like they created Ozzy Canseco. Now, Mike, can I...
I like it better my way. I know you showed me the picture, but I think I'd voluntarily forgotten about that.
Sure.
And hope that they just said that his twin brother played for the team and he was both of them.
On first base, Bugs Bunny.
And it being the AL, one's just the DH.
Can I add another wrinkle to this?
Cat's back in the room, hang on.
I'd love to add another wrinkle to this in that they've tried to do this kind of thing before, the Canseco boys, where Jose was signed up for a celebrity boxing tournament. And he sent Ozzy, and everybody found out. So this is the kind of thing like they know they can do, and they may have done it before when they were kids. This also has the fun aspect to it where you can now cast a shadow on all of Jose Canseco's career. So I read one of the comments on it, because I found this on Reddit, on Our Baseball.
Yeah.
And one of the comments said that on, what was the date? May 25th, 1993. On May 25th, 1993, the Canseco boys are doing a lot of cocaine and drinking a shit ton, and Jose looks at Ozzy and just goes, I don't want to play tomorrow. And Ozzy goes like, yeah, you know what? I've been out of the league a couple years. I'll play for you. I'm not going to like embarrass myself. You're probably going to go 0 for 4, but you know what? I'll play for you. That next day is the day that Jose bounced the baseball off his head, and it was a home run. You remember that?
Yes, absolutely.
The maybe the best blooper of all time. Maybe. It's up there.
I can't think of a better one.
It's so good.
I can't think of a better... I mean, for like the one of you who may not be aware, the ball that banged off Jose Canseco's gigantic steroid head and then over the wall for a home run is really as good as it gets.
Now, the best evidence that this never happened, that they never actually did this, is that Jose Canseco has published at least one tell-all book where he really did tell all, and he never brought this up. And it seems like the kind of thing he would talk about.
He would absolutely talk about it. If he was fine with Jim being like, yeah, I did a bunch of steroids, you think, like, this is more interesting than the steroids.
This is so much more interesting.
It's way funnier.
Yeah, everybody's on steroids. Nobody's done this. This is the best.
Does he still tweet a lot? Or just has he given up on
it? I think he's still pretty active in social media.
I mentioned the one when we were talking about it before the show. One of his great ones ever was on my tombstone. We'll just say baseball.
I'm clicking Jose Canseco's Twitter. I kind of want to just post this to him.
Is that him in a cornfield?
It's very pixelated. It's hard to tell. Not corn.
No, it's him.
It's
in
like
the,
weeds.
Yeah,
or
Jose
jungle.
Canseco just in the Everglades. He's followed by Drill. Of course he is.
He tweeted 1, 2, 3 times on the 3rd, 2 days ago. Yeah, he's still on Twitter.
Still active. He's
still going for it. He finally made C++ his bitch. He's learning how to code.
Yeah, oh my God. Jose Canseco's a disruptor now.
Yeah.
You betting on the Super Bowl?
I have no money on the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl's always been one of those things where I go, I'd love to bet a lot of money this year, but I never want to bet on the outcome of the game or the line because that's the shit I always lose at. What I've always wanted to do is get $100 and just have every dumb prop bet in front of me. How many first downs? How long is the halftime show going to be? How long is the national anthem going to be? Is there going to be an onside kick? Every dumb prop bet.
I will tell you, I'm in a box pool at work. I'm staying away from something like DraftKings. Actually, you know what? Might check out DraftKings. Who cares? The heartbreak of the other night, by the way, and I don't want to go too deep on this, but...
Last week we discussed Mike has a strategy on DraftKings, and he still does, but this week showed him that the best laid plans are often torn asunder.
It really... Whoa.
Cat's on the table.
No, get off.
Nah, this is fine.
But she's gonna step on all the instruments.
I'm in the source code now.
Oh man.
Oh my God, the cat brought me into the Matrix.
Alright. So my big plan, they lock the lineups at 7:00. I just clenched my fist as I began to talk about this.
Game started 7:30, but nobody can change anything after 7.
So you follow Roto World Basketball on Twitter and you keep up with their injury updates are very good. And the lineups lock at 7, Jimmy Butler's playing at 8, you put him in. Then, 7:23, 7:25, Jimmy Butler is out with a heel injury.
You can do nothing
about
this.
And there is a $9,000 hole in my lineup, nearly one-fifth of my budget.
Yeah, for reference, you get $50,000 to spend on 8 players, and the idea is you want like 3 very top-heavy players.
I am devastated.
So, Michael lost all his money before a game had even been played.
And in the end, it didn't really matter. In the immortal words of Chester Bennington.
Yeah.
But, because Isaiah Thomas had an okay night, Eric Bledsoe let me down, whatever. That was the night, that was one of those, like, have Westbrook or lose nights.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't. In any case, there went $22. But I'm in the block pool. You want to hear my numbers in the block pool?
I guess, yeah.
I got an 8-3, and that's not great.
No, that's not great.
It's not.
Oh, I wanted to amend my Super Bowl prediction from last week. I said 28-24. I wanted to just add 10 points to both those scores. 38-34, Falcons.
I have my one that I'm leaning on the heaviest, I got a 3-0.
Yeah, that's good.
If the Patriots are up 13-10 at the end of the first
quarter. Or 13-0.
Or 33-30.
Wait, the Patriots have to have the 3?
They have to have the 3.
Okay.
33-30. Or the Falcons can be up 30-23.
What do you have? What's your final? What's your fourth quarter?
No, it's just any. Like, I could win all four. It's
okay, so yeah. You got four different boxes. And
I got a six and a two. You can forget that.
Probably, yeah. How did you pick them?
I got a seven and one. Well, you get your box, 10 by 10, of just 100 blocks, and you just put your initials in any random one, and then the numbers are drawn at random.
Ah, okay.
So there is no strategy here.
Okay.
So a coworker, Josh, for example, just diagonally from corner to corner wrote his name, figuring that he would have spread out his the likelihood of getting good numbers, and he's got 8, 5, 7, 8, 6, 0. 9-0, just a bunch.
Not good numbers.
Trash, straight up and down.
Well, sorry, Josh.
You got a 7-4, that's not bad.
That's not so bad.
Whatever. Point is, block pool, I'm trying to win $200 today. I'm trying to hit all four, and then all my problems will be solved. I think $200 is going to save my life.
This will. Everything will be better after this $200.
I don't know. I'm considering just cashing out on DraftKings, just taking my $40 and just going home.
I really wish you would multiply the amount of money you talk about by 10 and just pretend, take my $400 and go home. It sounds way cooler. Because you're talking about losing $40. Just fucking lose it. Who cares? It's $40.
It's all free money, too. I only ever put six actual dollars in.
You go till it's gone, and when it's gone, make a decision then. And you know what your decision will probably be? You're going to probably put 20 more bucks in there because gambling is a fucking sickness, and I love it.
It's the best. It's so good.
This is why, like, I used to love playing poker all the time because I would just go to Atlantic City and come back with like $1,000 and be like, I earned this. This is the best. I don't need a job. I can do this forever. And none of that ended up being true, but it was fucking fun.
Yeah, it's funny because people's complaints about Bill Simmons. I mean, there are many. He's okay. When he would have Cousin Sal on and they just talk about the lines. And just like, it's just listening to two degenerate gamblers. I'm like, what's wrong with that? It's like these guys are trying to make it interesting.
I'm so bad at betting lines. I'm very bad at it.
I was awful all year. I had a losing record. I came close in the work pool. Like, I finished third once or twice, one or two games away. Actually, it came down to a tiebreaker on a Monday night game once for me. And I lost. But just the garbage I would put out week to week. And it was just like when I would win, I'd get four wins in a week and just go, you know what? I can't believe every Thursday I'm putting $5 more into this. And I did.
I do much better at predicting performance, so like fantasy-related stuff. Not necessarily basketball, but I'm okay. I'm pretty good at fantasy baseball. Daily fantasy baseball is the hardest of all of them, though. And daily football, I'm actually pretty good at. We had some friends league that we'd run every week, and I won that like 3 times, and then I'd cash in that like 2 or 3 times.
The trouble is,
of the 14 weeks I actually played, I won like a quarter of the time.
The trouble is, you don't get to play that often. You could play, you know, the DraftKings NBA every night.
Yeah,
some nights harder than others.
NBA
but
is easier than baseball. Baseball's hard because you're just picking, hopefully finding a guy who's going to hit a home run, and then you're just trying to play matchups and really batter versus pitcher ratios. They don't really matter that much on any one given day. Like, if you know a guy is 3-for-17 off a pitcher, how is that going to help you tomorrow?
No.
It doesn't help you at all. And so you got to play ballparks, and then, even more so than any other sport, weather plays such a big role because they just have rainouts. Every day there's a rainout.
Yeah.
And if you set your lineup 2 hours before the baseball games because you have fucking work like an actual adult, you're fucked.
Pathetic.
You can't do anything about
it. Quit your job and gamble.
Yeah, I wish. All right, I'm ready to call this one.
Yeah, that's about it. We got to go watch the Africa Cup of Nations final. There's not just one big game today. In addition to the both puppies and kitten, puppy and kitten bowl, you got the Africa Cup of Nations final between Cameroon and Egypt. I'm back in. Well, I was going to back Egypt because Arsenal's Mohamed Elneny is in the team, but I think he's hurt right now. I you know what? I don't care who wins. It doesn't matter. Elneny was crucial in the early rounds, but he picked up a severe calf injury, semi-severe. So I don't believe he's playing today. I could be wrong.
This is a very I'm here to watch the commercials sort of viewpoint. What color is Egypt's soccer team?
Egypt will probably be wearing white.
Okay. Yeah, again, I'm here to watch the commercials. I'm going to root for Cameroon. Their colors are more fun. This is all I got for the Africa Cup of Nations. You're the soccer guy.
If Elneny's not playing, and I don't believe he is, you know, even though he would get to share in the glory of winning, I think I'm back in Cameroon.
Okay. Yeah, I
enjoyed watching Cameroon the other day when they beat Ghana. I always like watching Ghana lose.
Oh yeah, the Black Stars.
So go on Cameroon.
Go on Cameroon.
Win that Super Bowl. Get the ring.
All right. You can follow us on Twitter. We are
Twitter _ Sports Online, which I know is inconsistent with Facebook.com/ Sports Online Podcast. Look, it's really late in the game to be getting the names that you want on social media. It's hard. So
Sports Online is too on the nose to get.
Sorry, but if you just go to the website, if you just click on any link that takes you to the Sports Online Fireside page, there will be links to take you to both Facebook and the Twitter. So use those, or we'll post the links. There's a lot of places you could get them. You're not going to have to remember all this. You click follow once, it's done forever.
Yeah. Yeah, and on Facebook, he already gave you the address. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Subscribe to the show. Persona, he was high on Mars. 40 ounces of marijuana. When grandma died from pneumonia, now his life a roller coaster. Put that shit on God. And he will. Let it bang, let it bang, let it bang. Right. Yeah. He will. Let it bang, let it bang, let it bang. And he will. Let it bang, let it bang, let it bang. And he will. Let it bang, let it bang, let it bang. Bruh, I miss my crackhead uncle. Sold him dope and by the bundles. Drawn down on him, his own gun. Fuck about family, where's my hundo? For my clip, go knock knock zero. Fake nigga talking about Q ain't real. 18 slinging that Coupe de Ville. Young nigga, move that dope. Young nigga might get killed. Cuz I ain't paying my bills. Heat make the beef get grilled. 12 years clutching that steel. Pop a nigga more than them pills. Pissing on the sheet when I sleep. Body niggas like I do beats. I ain't talking about my uncle, this me. Met another million this week. Swagger make a Billy look cheap. I'm the reason why your mama OD'd. I'm the reason why your homies ain't deep. Now you wanna talk about peace. Pippin' bitches all up these streets. Wonder why you rubbing up feet. If you got high off of that soul, high steep platinum when the young shit go. Big belly bottom like I still get throw. Leave a nigga flat to his body get towed. Sad that the curtain got closed. Leave him with a hole in his skull. Let it bang.